Welcome in. Today we're building FX Tales without clutter, from scratch, for that smoky late-night drum and bass mood. Beginner-friendly, all-stock Ableton devices, and it's a workflow you can reuse on basically any DNB project. Here's the vibe we're aiming for. You mute the returns and everything suddenly feels dry and kind of small. You unmute them and it feels deep, misty, cinematic, but your kick, snare, bass, and hats still feel right up front. That's the whole game. At 170 to 174 BPM, tails pile up fast. So the trick isn't less reverb. The trick is controlled reverb and delay, filtered, ducked, and used on purpose. First, quick prep so the routing makes sense. In your session, group your drum tracks into a drum bus. Kick, snare, hats, tops, percussion, all in one group. Then group your bass into a bass bus, usually sub plus res or growl layers. This is just to keep your mix organized and give you a clear front lane in your head. Drums and bass are the front. FX returns are the back lane. And a simple rule that will save you hours: avoid sending the kick and the sub to long reverbs. In DNB, low-end stability is everything. Bass is mostly a mid and high-frequency story. Now we're going to build three return tracks. Return A will be night verb, dark reverb with controlled low-end. Return B will be dub delay, tempo echo that moves, but doesn't smear the groove. Return C will be wash tail, long reverb tail for transitions, not constant use. Let's start with return A, night verb. Create return track A and name it night verb. On night verb, first device is EQ8. Put a high pass filter on it. Set it somewhere in the 150 to 250 Hz range. If you're unsure, start around 200. And here's the why. Most reverb clutter that ruins DNB lives in the low mids and lows, and your kick and sub already own that zone. We're protecting the low end before it even enters the reverb. If the reverb ever feels boxy, add a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Not a huge scoop, just a little cleanup. Next, add Ableton reverb. Set decay time around 1.8 seconds as a starting point. Anywhere from 1.2 to 2.4 can work, but 1.8 is a sweet spot for late night room without turning into fog. Now pre-delay. Set it around 20 milliseconds. Anywhere from 15 to 30 is great. This is a big deal. Pre-delay is what keeps your snare punch intact. The transient hits, then the reverb blooms just after, so the snare still feels like it's in your face even though there's a big space behind it. Set size around 60 to 90, diffusion high, like 70 to 100 so it's smooth. Inside the reverb, set low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 8K to start. That high cut is instant smoke. Bright reverbs sound like shiny EDM halls. Dark reverbs sound like a warehouse at 2 a.m. And because it's a return track, set dry slash wet to 100%. Now the magic that makes this usable in fast DNB. Add a compressor after the reverb for sidechain ducking. Turn on sidechain, and choose the snare track as the input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 5 milliseconds. Release around 180 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the snare hits, listen for the feel. The snare hits and the reverb gets pushed back for a moment, then it rises up in the gap. That's how you get a long tail that doesn't mask transients. Optional, but really nice. Add a saturator after the compressor. Drive just 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This lets the reverb feel present even at lower volume. It's one of those sounds expensive tricks without turning anything up. Now, send levels. Typical starting points. Snares send to night verb around minus 12 to minus 6 dB, depending on how minimal your kit is. Hats and tops much lower, maybe minus 18 to minus 12, just a halo. Vocal chops or atmosphere, as needed. Kick and sub, usually off. Cool. Return A is done. Now return B. Dub delay. Create return track B. Name it dub delay. First device. Echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 note to start. 1/8 feels rolling and rhythmic in DNB. 1/4 can be cool too, but it can get busy fast. Set feedback around 20 to 35%. Keep stereo width moderate, like 80 to 120. And keep in mind, if you go super wide, it can get weird in mono. We'll check mono later. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 5 to 10%, just to make it hazy. Now use Echo's filter. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 4 to 8K. If you want it darker and more late night, bring that high cut down. After echo, add EQ8 for extra cleanup. High pass 200 to 300 Hz. If the repeats are still too bright, add a gentle low pass somewhere between 6 and 10K. Then add a compressor for ducking, just like night verb. Sidechain from snare or even the drum bus. Similar settings, but you can often use a slightly faster release, like 100 to 180 milliseconds, so the delay bounces back quickly between hits. Usage idea: send ghost notes, rimshots, small perks, little vocal fragments. This is movement and atmosphere, not main snare delay every hit unless you're going for a specific effect. Nice. Return B is done. Now return C. Wash tail. This is the big cinematic tail, but we only use it as punctuation. Create return track C, name it wash tail. Add EQ 8 first. High pass higher than the others, 250 to 500 Hz. This one is meant to float above the groove, not thicken the low mids. If anything gets harsh, consider a small notch somewhere around 2 to 4K, because that's where harshness loves to ring in long reverbs. Next, add hybrid reverb. Set to K long. 6 seconds to start, anywhere from 4 to 8. Pre-delay around 35 milliseconds. High cut 5 to 8K to keep it moody. Dry slash wet 100%. After that, add auto filter. Set it to low pass mode. Start the cutoff around 8 to 12K, and we're going to automate it sometimes. Add a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%. This filter is your closing curtain effect. The tail can darken as it fades, which sounds super late night. Then add utility. Increase width to about 120 to 160. Keep it wide, but remember, we're already filtering lows out earlier, so we're not widening the sub range. Key technique with wash tail: don't leave it on all the time. Automate the send so it only happens on the last snare of an 8-bar phrase, or a vocal chop at the end of a call and response, or a crash right before the drop. Big mood, no constant blur. Now let's talk about the secret weapon that makes all of this actually clean: frequency containment. Two rules. Rule 1. High pass the return. Always. Most clutter is below 200 to 400 Hz. If your returns feel muddy, don't just turn them down. Filter them. You'll keep the vibe and lose the fog. Rule 2. Low pass for smoke. Reverb returns often sound best low passed somewhere around 6 to 10K. Delays often sound best low passed around 4 to 8K. Dark tails sit behind the mix. Bright tails fight for attention. Now the second secret weapon: sidechain ducking on the returns. If you only learn one mixing habit today, make it this. Duck your returns so your transients stay dominant. Put a compressor on each return. Sidechain it from the snare, or from the drum bus if you want the whole groove to push the ambience back. Starting point again. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 5 milliseconds. Release around 160 milliseconds. And aim for 3 to 6 dB gain reduction on the main hits. If it breathes in time with the groove, you nailed it. Now let's use tails like punctuation in the arrangement, because this is where the late night vibe gets musical. Every 8 bars, push the last snare a little more into night verb. Every 16 bars, maybe a vocal chop gets more dub delay. Between sections, a big wash tail hit hangs over the transition. And here's a drop clarity trick. In the first 8 bars of the drop, reduce your sends by 2 to 4 dB, then gradually bring them back. Your drop will feel tighter, and when the space returns, it feels like the room opens up. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you build this. Mistake 1. Sending kick and sub to long reverb. That's low-end smear and headroom loss. Keep them dry and solid. Mistake 2. No filtering on returns. Full-range reverb equals instant mud. Mistake 3. Super wide low mids. If your 200 to 500 Hz area is wide and washy, the mix gets unfocused. Filter it out. Mistake 4. Long decay on everything. At 174 BPM, a 6-second tail on constant elements turns into fog. Save long tails for moments. Mistake 5. No ducking. Without ducking, tails mask transients and your drums feel far away. Now, a few coach notes that will level you up fast, even as a beginner. Do a tail audit. Solo each return track by itself and listen. You're listening for three things: low mid haze around 200 to 600, harsh TSS around 7 to 12K, and any resonant ringing. If it whistles, fix it on the return with a narrow EQ cut, usually somewhere around 2 to 4K or 7 to 9K depending on what's ringing. Don't just turn the send down. Fix the problem frequency so you can keep the vibe. Also, set your effects level using the drop, not the breakdown. It's super easy to dial gorgeous ambience in a sparse section, and then the full groove hits and everything turns to soup. Always balance returns while the full beat and bass are playing. Another great trick: pre-fader sends. If you like riding a vocal chop fader but you want its ambience to stay consistent, enable pre on that send. Now the room stays stable while the dry level moves. That's a very engineer move. And here's a 1-meter check that saves mixes. Temporarily put a limiter on each return. If it's constantly hitting the limiter, You're generating clutter even if it sounds quiet in the mix. That's a sign to reduce decay or feedback, or filter more aggressively. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock it in. Load a simple loop, kick, snare, hats, a reese, and a sub at 174 BPM. Build the three returns exactly as we did. Night verb, dub delay, wash tail. Then automate the snares send to night verb so bars 1 through 7 sit around minus 10 dB, and bar 8, the last snare, pushes to around minus 5 dB. On a vocal stab or FX hit, automate the wash tail send only on bar 16. Now dial your sidechain compressor so the drums still feel forward, but the ambience lingers in the gaps. Your goal, with returns muted, it feels dry and small. With returns on, it feels deep and late night, but the groove stays clean. Before we wrap, a couple optional upgrades if you want to experiment. If your returns still feel messy in the center, try EQ8 in mid-side mode on a return. High pass the mid a little higher, like 250 to 350, to keep the center clean. Let the sides have a touch more body for width, but still controlled. If you want classic snare definition, try putting a gate after the reverb on night verb. Set it so the tail closes before the next main snare. Subtle, not choppy. It can make the space feel huge while staying out of the way. And if you want total control over when ducking happens, use a ghost trigger. Create a MIDI track with a short click. Place it where you want the ducking, and sidechain the returns to that instead of the snare auto. Now you control ducking even when the snare does fills. Recap. Use return tracks for consistent, controllable FX tails. High pass and usually low pass your returns for dark DNB space. Sidechain duck the returns from the snare or drum bus so transients stay punchy. Keep long tails for arrangement moments, not constant use. And automate sends and filters so FX becomes musical punctuation, not fog. If you tell me what kind of DNB you're making, like liquid roller, neuro, jungle, or minimal two-step, I can suggest tighter decay and feedback ranges and more specific send levels that fit that groove density.